I'm serious. They actually thought I sold magic plants, like talking trees and whatnot. And that's not even close to the funniest stories that I have. Like, I didn't know acting was required when I became a florist. But sometimes it's just so hard to keep a straight face at what some people say. And sometimes it's super cute stuff, but you can't laugh at them or you risk looking like a mean jerk. There was this one time where where this little kid came in crying to me because he had a beehive in their yard. And the poor guy was absolutely terrified of them. So it turns out the kid apparently knew that flowers and bees went together, so he figured I could just coax them away from his house by leaving a trail of flowers. It was so cute, but I couldn't just laugh at him, you know, right? I had to call the local beekeepers, but they were really happy about it too, and they gave me a free jar of honey for calling them instead of the exterminators, because, you know, bees are endangered. Anyways, that was like a super fun day. His parents came looking for him like 10 minutes later, and they were super grateful for how I handled the situation. So I've even charmed them into becoming repeat customers from now on. Yeah, no, they sometimes drop by to grab some flowers for each other. It's so cute because I know when they surprise each other, and I've learned which ones they all really like. Honestly, the whole family is a treasure. I'll never forget the time when all of them bought flowers for each other on the same day, just hours apart, even the kid. Well, I mean, I just gave him a small bouquet free of charge, actually. What? It's good business to give some extra service to your favorite repeat customers. They even gave me a thank you card later. It's like a kid, it's fine. Aw, thanks, babe. I'm proud of my own work, too. It's like building a little community. Oh, well, here we are already at the familiar sight of your front door. So I've had so much fun today. The dinner, the long walk, the delicious appetizer especially. I loved it all. Give me a goodbye kiss. God, you're really cute. Did I ever tell you that? Good. It bears repeating. Okay, well, I'm gonna get going then. Don't worry, dummy. My car is right in front of you. I appreciate the concern, though. Oh, and now you're inviting me in for drinks? Well, it's not like I could resist such a tempting offer. But we gotta talk about our communication, baby. If you want me to stay longer, all you have to do is ask. Okay, okay. I'll stop teasing for now. Anything special to drink that you have in mind? No, ew, you dork. Stop trying to water me like a plant just because I work with flowers. It's so corny. Yes, I've had enough sunlight to photosynthesize today. Ugh, your plant jokes? Or something else? Did you look up these jokes? Well, I wouldn't have been surprised if you had said yes, especially considering you started learning flower history and flower languages just to impress me. Oh, so sure you've already impressed me with other things. Looks like someone's a little full of themselves. You weren't so cocky with me earlier when you were begging for my mouth. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure you're just playing along. No. I believe you. Yeah, no. You never lie to me, right, babe? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trust is an important foundation for relationships, after all. Speaking of trust, you weren't lying about offering a drink, were you? I mean, obviously the offer for drinks was code word for spending some more time with your hot date. But I would still like a drink. Non-alcoholic, please. Honey tea. You know how to set the mood. No, stop. I'm gonna stop you right there before you make a bee pun. Good try. By the way, is this decaf? Because caffeine at this hour would mean no sleep for me. Okay, I'm glad you thought about that too.
What do you mean I won't need it to stay up? You'll keep me up instead of the caffeine?
Can you taste a little bit of honey on my lips?
If you want more, you better keep this up. I can't seem to get enough of you, babe. Yeah.
Yeah. Run your hands all over me.
In fact, why don't we lose our clothes through that? Careful, sweetheart. I know you're in a rush, but don't ruin my clothes. You can definitely squeeze my ass a bit harder. Come on.
Let's take this to bed.
Hello there, handsome. Looks like you're on top of me now. Hey, that's not fair. My neck is sensitive. Babe, you can't just keep kissing my neck like that whenever I try to kiss you back. Why not? Because I said so. I mean, that's taking advantage of my weakness. Fuck, if you're gonna keep doing this, you might as well leave me a hickey or two. Yes, I know how to hide it. You're making me shiver with your tongue already. You're gonna be such a jerk, though. How slowly are you gonna tease me with these kisses? Don't just kiss my tits. Please use your tongue on them. More, please. Give me more. You look so hot sucking on my nipples like that. Your mouth feels amazing everywhere in my body.
Aw, done with my tiny tits already? I didn't think you'd go straight down there after all the teasing. Looks like you're eager to tease too, huh? Can you feel how wet you made me with those neck kisses? I hope you're thirsty, cutie. You really know how to work that tongue. Babe, why are you getting up? What's wrong?
Oh my god. Are those handcuffs for me? This is so naughty. Did I push your head down too much? Am I being punished? Well, I guess it's only fair since I made you keep your hands above your head earlier.
All right, come on. I'm ready. Just loop it around that bedpost and... Fuck. This is pretty hot.
Usually I'd want to put these on you, but I'll make an exception today. Well, I'm waiting for your lips to be back on my pussy. What, do you think handcuffing me to the bed will make me crack? That's too simple to work. Of course, you came back to my neck.
You play so dirty. Your finger's just painfully teasing me.
Fine. You want me to beg?
Fuck. Please. Please, baby. Please. Baby, please. You've made me a squirming, desperate mess for you. Please clean me up with your mouth.
Please. I'll be a good girl for you. Thank you, baby. Oh, you have no idea how good you're making me feel. I can't even think straight. All I can think about is your mouth down there. Please, that's it. Yeah, there. Oh, play with my clit like that more. Oh, take me. Oh, take all of me. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so greedy. Oh, and sloppy with your tongue, and I love it. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close. I have to beg you. Anything for you, please. Please. Let me come for you. I want to come. Please, babe. Let me come for you. I want to come while you bury your face in my pussy. Please keep going. Fuck. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm pretty dizzy after that one. Can you uncuff me, please? Now I can touch you back. You know, I was originally planning on writing your face. But this was much better than what I had in mind. Oh, you just seem to really bring out the kinky side of me. That really drained me. I'm pretty tired now. Can we just cut it like this and sleep for the night? And like, I'll think of how to get back at you tomorrow. Good night.